Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
And the Reds have found a victory, and that one belongs to the Reds. Sometimes the friendly confines of the great American ballpark are exactly what the doctor ordered. The Reds have been struggling as of late. They pounded out 10 hits last night, got off to a very good start, trailed again, but rallied to come back and beat the Brewers. A four-run first inning put Cincinnati ahead. Tim Adelman had the ball. He gave up two in the second and three in the third to trail 5-4, but the Reds wouldn't let him go down. The Reds tied it up at five in the bottom of the third before bursting out in a three-run fifth inning. The bullpen, innings 7, 8, and 9, and even part of the sixth, Tony Cingrani, Michael Lorenzen, and Raisel Iglesias scattered just two hits over the three innings as the Reds beat the first-place Brewers 8-6 at the Great American Ballpark. Billy Hamilton led off the game with a home run. That set a pretty good tone, didn't it? Adam Duvall followed up later in the inning with his 17th of the year. Eugenio Suarez, he finally broke out of an 0-for-13 slump. His third-inning home run tied the game at 5. And Joey Votto got the fifth-inning rally rolling. His 21st of the season sparked that three-run fifth inning and put the Reds out in front and out in front to stay. Every hitter in the Reds' starting lineup had a hit last night besides the pitcher. So if you think the ballpark doesn't matter sometimes, that's not true. Votto had two RBIs, as did Duvall, as did Devin Mesoraco. He didn't join the home run party, but still added two to the score sheet. The Reds get a win. They're only 7.5 games out of first from Milwaukee in the National League Central. Game two of their three-game series is right here on the airwaves tonight. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana's men's basketball coach Archie Miller hasn't started his season yet, but he's been at work, and now we know the details of his annual compensation. Through open records requests, Miller will check in the top 10 nationally of coaches on the salary tree, falling just behind Michigan's John Beilein. What are the details? Well, it's pretty simple. It's 7 years, around $24 million, and that number can always increase, and it can increase through incentivized bonus programs that deal with everything from scheduling to education to on-the-court performance. Miller, who was making about 1.1 in change at Dayton, will see a huge bump. His annual salary will be $550,000 plus anywhere from $1.65 to $1.95 million in promotional income. That will increase annually, and also he will receive $1 million in deferred compensation. What are some of the bonuses that Miller could possibly receive? Well, if he keeps his multi-year APR score over 950, that's good for $125,000. How about this? A scheduling bonus. Scheduling no more than one non-conference opponent with an RPI above 300 will also get him $125,000 in each season. Of course, there's extras for winning the Big Ten regular season and the Big Ten tournament championship, let alone advancing stage by stage in the NCAA tournament. Miller can pick up extra cash for winning the Big Ten Coach of the Year and National Coach of the Year. So some of the ways that money could hit, if all of these goals are met and attained, boy, wouldn't Hoosier fans love that, could push in the neighborhood of $4 million per season. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.